Good morning. This is Community Speaks. I'm Brady Safranik. And Community Speaks is brought to you, as always, by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Joining me this morning, Jennifer McCormick with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and we're rolling into a very busy time around here, aren't we?
Ooh, yes, we are. Buffalo is going to be really busy the next few weeks.
And it starts getting crazy with Crazy Days.
That it does. Come this Friday.
Tell us what Crazy Days is.
Crazy Days used to be more of a festival sort of atmosphere with the bed races and the water barrels and that kind of stuff. Well, this year we're working on bringing back Crazy Days a little more, making it a little more of a family festival kind of atmosphere. We've got a bouncy house coming and face painter and all kinds of stuff going on. Bo Fowler will be down doing cotton candy and kettle corn, you know, the 4-H kids with lemonade. But we have vendors in the park and on Fetterman.
Okay.
We'll be blocking off Fetterman on Friday and Saturday. It'll open, of course, in the evening. But we got vendors all over down there. Lots of local home-based businesses. Lots of sales going on downtown.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
All over town, actually.
I'd imagine everybody's got a sale for Crazy
Days. Got a sale. So, you know, you can, pretty much anywhere in town, you can go and they'll have a sale for Crazy Days.
Sure. And let everyone know exactly when Crazy Days is again.
The 27th and 28th, this Friday and Saturday.
So this weekend, take advantage of that. And then, of course, next week we're in full swing with Fair and Rodeo.
Oh, yeah, Fair and Rodeo's coming up, the parade. If you're interested in being in the parade, you have to get your form in by the 27th.
That's this Friday.
Yeah, we need a little more time to get the script done because, you know, our office is just so busy right now.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
We need a little more time to dedicate someone to doing the script and the lineup. So, yeah, 27th is the deadline.
Okay.
And we sure would like to have
It's always a great parade.
Fun regardless.
A very fun parade.
It is fun. The atmosphere is fun. Everybody's just out having a good time. It's summer in Buffalo.
Absolutely. And if in the last couple of years, and I believe we're doing it again this year, if you've seen our float, We hand out water balloons and let people chuck them at us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's
fun. That's good. Yeah.
People seem to enjoy it. But
I love the water balloons.
We have some water guns, too, so we can shoot you back.
Oh, good. Not water cannons.
Well, they're
water
sort
guns.
Of like cannons, but they're guns, but they kind of shoot like a hose.
Oh, okay. You don't like put anybody's eye out or anything.
Well, no. We'll just drench you a little bit. But so that's coming up, Fair and Rodeo, of course, the parade. It's always a good time. Plenty of people come out for that. And then, of course, Longmire Days.
Longmire Days is coming.
It's coming quickly.
It's bearing down on us.
It is. And that's going to be a great time. I would imagine, and I don't know if you guys even know if this is going to be the last one that the actors attend or not, but I would imagine some people believe it is, so there might be a larger-than-normal attendance.
That's what we're thinking, that it's going to be bigger this year, because there are a lot of people who are making the assumption that it's going to end. We talked to the actors, they still want to keep coming back, and as long as this event pays for itself and brings business to Buffalo, we're definitely down for doing it again.
Yeah, I know. I know people enjoy it and all the fun things they get to do. I think it was the character who plays Bob on the show last year during one of the conversations said, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, it all kind of blends together. But
it does.
He says, what other TV show has their own festival? And he's right.
This Longmire? And the Andy Griffith Show.
Andy,
and those are the only ones I found.
Friends didn't have one. Seinfeld didn't have one.
No. They might have a little tour, but they don't have a festival.
That's right. And a spot where you can actually go and meet and talk to the actors.
Exactly.
And that's awesome. Exactly. When I first came here and saw this, and I'll be honest, I didn't know much about Longmire before I got here, you know, almost 5 years ago now. But quickly caught myself up on the show before Longmire Days that first year, and it's awesome. It's crazy, actually, that you think about all these actors show up to this little town in Wyoming, which isn't even where they, you know, shoot this show or anything.
No.
And yeah, it's just so cool.
Well, yeah, it is cool. They fell in love with Buffalo.
Yeah.
They love Buffalo.
Yeah, it's awesome that they keep coming back, you know, year after year. Because you figure, you know, they probably have some things going on, I'm sure. Everyone's lives are busy.
Everyone.
And these guys are famous now. So I would imagine that their schedules are a little busy to take a weekend out and come and hang out with the fans, and
they are.
It's very cool.
It's really unique in that the fans do get to interact with the actors.
That's right.
It's not like Comic-Con where, you know, you pay $80 to stand there and talk to them for a minute, and then you're on.
Right.
And that's all the time you see them the whole weekend.
Right, yeah. These guys are out and about. They're participating in basically every event that's going on. There's at least, you know, one of the actors there. And I know a lot of the tickets are sold out and have been for a while. Because,
oh, they have been. But, you know, there's still stuff available.
Sure.
We're doing the Adam Bartley's ride, and the profits from that will go to benefit our local animal shelter. You know, there are a few costs associated with the ride, but after that, everything goes to our local animal shelter.
And that's good. That's, you know, they're a no-kill shelter there, so
they
sometimes
are.
They can get a lot of animals.
They do.
In
that's
there.
A lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah, that's right. So that's awesome. I know Ferg there had his dog out here last year.
Yes,
and
yes.
I know I was doing the running the sound for conversations with the actors, and his dog was running around the gym. So
his babies. Yeah, he's a big supporter of the animal shelters, so it's great. And he's also supports the Cloud Foundation.
Okay.
Which they're going to be joining us this year with a booth out at, you know, the risk. They preserve the habitat of wild horses.
Okay.
So they'll be joining us too, which is another charity he supports.
Now, some of the activities like the autograph sessions, those sell out almost immediately. That's where people can get autographs from the actors, talk to them, and that goes for a few hours usually. Is there anything that people don't need tickets for, like, say, conversation with the actors? Is that you can just show up, or do you need tickets for that?
No, you need tickets for those. Okay. We do still have tickets available for Sunday's conversation.
Okay.
You can show up for Lou Anne Stevens' talent show.
Okay.
And watch the talent show, and it's judged by the actors.
And that's always fun.
That's always fun, because it's a lot of our local kids participate in that.
And the first night, there's the Home Run Derby and the softball game.
Yes, there is. You do need a general admission ticket this year.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can watch the softball game from pretty much anywhere around.
Yeah.
You know.
It's and it's it's always fun. Jeff Rickett, who does Sheridan Sports our sister station, does the I guess you can call it play-by-play, even though you don't hear much about the game. They joke around and have a good time.
It's just a good time. It's a lot of fun.
And we've been airing that here on KBBS, so we'll do that again this year. And then they have speakers there at the event, so if you're standing in the bleachers, you can still hear them.
Yeah.
And he does it with some of the actors, and it's always a good time.
The softball game is one of my favorite events.
Yeah.
It's everybody's relaxed. They're just having fun.
Yeah. And I know the Ferg is a pretty decent softball player.
He's
I think he got MVP a year or two ago.
He did.
Yeah.
I can't remember who got it in years past, but I know I've seen his name on the trophy.
I'm sure that's sitting on his mantle.
Oh, it's sitting in the in the back window at the chamber.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, we have to keep that to update it every year, but they like to look at it.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it has a list of all the past MVPs of the game?
Yes, sir, it does.
Oh, that's cool. Very neat. So Longmire Day is coming up. That's August 10th through the 12th. And that was moved this year. It had been in July. What was the reason for moving it back?
When we were in July, we were working on Netflix schedule. They would stop. The filming would end that week, and the next weekend would be Longmire Days.
Okay.
Because then we could get Robert Taylor before he went back to Australia.
Oh, gotcha.
And he didn't mind paying his way from Australia to Los Angeles, and then we just paid for the rest of it. But
well, that's very nice of him.
It was super nice of him. Very generous offer. It just worked out with everyone. Now we're on 7 schedules for 7 different actors.
Yeah, because they're all doing their own thing.
Yes. And thank goodness this was the weekend that worked for them and not something like Fair and Rodeo Weekend, where we would have had maybe to have switched it way around to some other time. So we're just grateful to have them, and we're grateful to have them at this time of year.
Yeah, it's awesome for them to come out here, and it's great for Buffalo. Buffalo's economy, you know,
you bring in all these
people from all over the country spending money here at hotels, at restaurants, all that sort of thing.
Longmire Days brings in people from all over the world spending money in Buffalo.
Yeah, you're right. I say the country, but it is all over the world.
We've got Australians this year who have contacted us that they're coming, some German tourists. There was a group from South Africa that came one year. I mean, that's a major trip to come to Longmire Days.
Right.
And, you know, we're sitting there planning, thinking, oh, it's our little festival. No, and they just like, Longmire Days!
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, yeah, it's good for our community. It's good for Buffalo. And, you know, we love doing it.
Absolutely. It is fun. And that's coming up August 10th through the 12th. We talked about Fair and Rodeo next week with the parade on that Saturday. And then Crazy Days this weekend.
Crazy Days, people need to check out the sales all over town. They're everywhere.
head downtown and check out the sales and the fun stuff that's going on.
Definitely, yeah.
Say hi to Jennifer and everyone at the chamber.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
All right.
We'll be there eating that cotton candy.
Ooh, cotton candy is one of the best reasons to be anywhere.
It's like you're a kid again. You know, cotton candy just makes you happy.
That's very true. Talking with Jennifer McCormick with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Jennifer, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street.